Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Archbishop of the Anglican Church Diocese of Sydney, Glenn Davies, defended a letter sent out by the diocese which called for exemptions to discrimination law to remain in place. Davies said that the letter was calling for the exemptions to be left alone until potential reforms are introduced to preserve the church's positive right to religious freedoms. The letter, which was signed by the heads of Anglican educational institutions, drew anger from Anglicans and inspired a petition in response. Queer health advocates recently met with the Therapeutic Goods Administration to discuss alternatives to the interim ban on poppers. This decision was opened up for community consultation, leading community health advocate Daniel Readers and health physician Vincent Cornelise to present on the community impact of the proposed ban. Including their submission, the TGA received 40 in total outlining the community impact of the interim ban, drawing attention to the mental health consequences of a history of criminalisation, stigmatisation and marginalisation. A new campaign being driven by bisexual groups across Australia aims to increase visibility and to raise awareness of the mental health issues facing bi people. Encouraging bi people to use the hashtag BeSeen and to share their personal experiences, the campaign hopes to address the invisibility felt by those in the community. The groups behind it include the Sydney Bi Network, the Melbourne Bisexual Network, Bi Alliance Victoria and Bi Australia, the first national organisation dedicated to improving mental health outcomes for bisexual people. Tasmania's Labor Party has stepped back from its commitment to support the removal of gender from birth certificates, now advocating for parental choice instead. The party will now support the ability of parents to decline declaring a child's gender on birth certificates. Labor had previously joined the Tasmanian Greens in supporting trans advocates' call for gender markers to be removed entirely. Activists Peter DeWaal and Peter Bonsall Boone, Lex Watson and Roberta Perkins have been named among the dedications for the Inner West Council's Pride seats. Robin Plaister, The Feminist Bookshop, Polly's Club and Timothy J. Bishop were also honoured with dedications. The seats will be set up at high-profile locations throughout the Inner West Council area, with dedications in the form of a plaque or signage. Mark Latham has announced that he will join Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party as its New South Wales branch leader. Latham will run for the upper house at the next New South Wales election, citing divisive identity politics and political correctness as factors in his decision to return to politics. Since leaving politics after his 2004 election defeat, Latham has moved loudly and aggressively towards the far-right fringes of politics, spending much of his recent public life launching attacks on the LGBTI community. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
NBA basketballer Nikola Jokic has been fined for using a gay slur in a post-game interview. The Denver Nugget was asked about the height of an up-and-coming Bulls player after a recent match and casually called the interviewer a homo. He's been charged $25,000 for using derogatory and offensive language. Earlier in the week, professional esports competitor Tass Russian was banned from FIFA 19 tournaments for using a gay slur in a recent YouTube video. He claims he didn't know fag was a homophobic insult because he's from London.
The connotation of that word, from my perspective until now, was just, it was like another word for like prick or idiots. I just thought, and I think some of you guys could back me up on this extent who's from London. Did you know that word had that connotation? Some of you will, some of you won't.
And finally, openly gay Thai tennis player Luxika Kumkum has scored the biggest victory of her career, winning the WTA Mumbai Open. She beat Russia's Arina Kromacheva 1-6, 6-2, 6-3 and is now ranked 80th in the world. The 25-year-old also got her best result ever in a Grand Slam this year, making it to the third round of the Australian Open.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Q QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.